And she said, you used to play models with them. And she did play models with them all the time.
How many were in your family?
My individual family, my mother and father had 5 children, 2 boys and 3 girls.
What were their names?
Well, William Rice was the oldest one. And Louise Hoyt was a girl, next girl. And Lawrence Thompson, and Alice Gray, and Mary Jane. So, this brother and I have the same birthday. 11th of December, and when we were young, we used to go to parties and dances together, and he'd tell everybody I was 3 years older than he was. And the people said, listen, I thought you were young then, Coon. He tells me you're 3 years old. I said, you go ask him, tell you the truth.
How did Coon get that name?
Well, I'm gonna tell you now how it was going. This cousin was L.T. Wade. His name was Lawrence. But Daddy was Lawrence. Mama called him Lawrence. And Coon was Lawrence. So my daddy said he had to do something. He could not get anybody to answer. Mm-hmm. Nobody could. And he named this cousin in Greenville, Kid, and he named my brother Coon. And he's gone by that name. It has stuck to him. The young people call him Mr. Coon all the time. And my daughter, we used to drive and pass him on the road and meet him in Roanoke or something, she'd hang way out of the car. That's before we had air-conditioned cars. Here come the Coon! It sounds so funny. And I taught my children to call him Uncle Lawrence. And they did for a long time. Always until, I don't know now who was that came in here calling him Uncle Coon. Some of the other nephews saw, and they got in the habit of calling him Uncle Coon. So I told them, I said, now you just ruined a pretty name. I had you all trained to call him Uncle Lawrence.
Some rascal down there at the town told him to call him Coon. he just picked that name up, didn't he? It was just
Well, he called him. That's what my daddy called him. Called the one, this first cousin in Greenville, who was Lawrence, called him Kid and called my brother Coon to distinguish him. All lived there, you see, and you couldn't, and he was Lawrence, and Mama couldn't. She called one, and then didn't anybody know who she was talking to or calling. Hmm. So
the game where you would stick a stall up in the ground, mm-hmm. and you say you
throw horse. Shoes on it.
That was what? What was that game called?
I don't know I don't know what it was called now other than horseshoe game. Because I didn't play that too much because the boys did quite a bit.
What about games you play late at night with the other kids in the...
Oh, we played cards different things like that.
Y'all had dances in the community?
Sure.
Tell me about them. What were they having for?
Well, we had dances. I'll tell you, out at Mosel now, the building's coming down. It was the original jail out there. And they took it, you know, they built another jail. Of course, they built one more recently than that, the one that we have now. Until they're both coming down. But this was a long, white building, and it had the KP's, 950s, took the upper part for their lodge room.
What was the 950s?
Well, that was a lodge.
Okay.
And I don't know, it was a very secret one. Nobody knew. My husband was a member of it, but he didn't tell me anything about it. He had let something out once in a while, but it was nice. I mean, they did good things. But the lower part of it, they had this big hall and we turned it into a dance hall. And we had restrooms down at the end there, and had